Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We already saw the flaws in the parasha of the Mei Meriva, and we saw that there were two miracles. One was the etzem fact that there's water in the rack, and then the water comes out of the rack. And now Moshe was told to speak to the rack because there was already water in the rack, and his job of speaking was to take the water out of the rack. That would make the Kiddush Hashem, that the water, that the rack that already has water, is listening to the dictates of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And with this we can understand why the first time in Parashas Bishalach, and again this is all based on the Torah of Moi Barabi, the first time he calls it, the Torah calls it a tsur, v'ikisa batsur, and the second time a sela, even though it's the same rack. Why the first time it's sur, the second time it's sela? So this is discussed here by the Malbim. So based on what we said, tsur is, as we say, ha'ofchi ha'tsur agam mayim, mishum she'tsur yavesh, because God transformed the rack into a lake of water, because a rack is dry and it doesn't have water, and so it was the first time before the Hakah. It was dry, there was no water, like we spoke about in the previous shiur, that he hit the rack. It was like with the mate, that he was doing miracles, he was creating water in the rack. But after the first time, it's not a tsur anymore, it's a chalamish. Like we saw in Tehillim, ha'ofchi ha'tsur gamayim chalamish l'maynomayim. It's now a chalamish, and a sela that's machzik meimav. Now it's a rack that's holding on to it. It's not a rack that's dry anymore. Now it's not dry. So you don't call it a tsur, which is dry, but rather a sela, which is holding on to the water, which is a container for the water. And therefore it says over here, v'dibarta el hasela, and you should speak to the sela. And in earlier on, it says, v'hikisa batsur. Rashi says, al hatsur lo ne'amar, ela batsur, mikan shehamata shel min dever chazak, ushmo sanpirinon, ve'hatsur nivka mipanav. So, it doesn't say on the tsur, it's in the tsur. In other words, the mate was very strong. It was like a very strong stone called Sanpirinon. And then the tsur opened up, Nivka, like Bekiyas Hayam. It split before it. So it wasn't enough to just smite the rack, to hit the rack, but rather mamish to break through it, to do Bekiya. Mishum shenasa shinui teva batsur, because it became a change of nature in the rack, that now it had water. And on that, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make a sign of a change, like we see a lot in the Maaseh Nevi'im, that they made osos, which related to the tachlis of their nevuah. So here also, by not just hitting the rack, but actually breaking through the rack, so Moshe Rabbeinu is making a sign that there is a change of nature over here. There is a bekia, because it has to be transformed from a waterless rack to a waterful rack. And also it says there, Hineni omed lefanecha shem alatsur b'chorev, v'ikisa batsur, v'yatsu mimenu mayim. I am going to stand before you there on the rack, and you will hit the rack, and water will come out from it. So we see there's a special inyan here of Hineni omed lefanecha sham. I am going to stand before you there. And yet we don't see this the second time. There was an inyan of Hinni Omed Lefanecha Sham. But rather, it just says V'dibarte al hasela, to speak to the rock, without Hinni Omed Sham Alatzur, without God standing there. So what's the difference? So based on what we said, there we're talking about a koach that was given to Moshe, and on that it says, Hinni Omed Lefanecha Sham. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu here was doing a miracle, as we spoke about in the previous year. This is miraculous. So now there's going to be a special Nesinas Koach to Moshe to take out water from the rock. But here, we're talking about a Tzivui HaMechayev. Here it's not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's miracles. Here it's a commandment that Moshe Rabbeinu has to speak to the rock, and the rock has to produce water in order to create this Kiddush Hashem. And since when Moshe says the Tvar Hashem to the rock should listen. So there's no tzorech, there's no need for Hinni Omed Lefanech Hashem. When do we need Hinni Omed Lefanech Hashem? Where we're doing something miraculous. Here the point isn't a miracle. Obviously there's a miracle here. But here the point isn't a miracle because the rock already has water. Here the point is that the rock should listen, not the miracle. So when the point is the miracle as it was in Shmos, that's the lesson, that there's a miracle here, something supernatural is happening. So there you need Hinni Omed Lefanech Hashem. There you need God to be standing there and helping out with the miracle. But here it's just a tzivui. So, and the tzivui is that Moshe should speak to the rock and extract water. So for that, you don't need Hashem to stand there. So therefore here, and only in Bishalach, it says, Hinni Omed Lefanech Hashem. But not here in Chukah. So we also see this from what it says in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Ches, Psukim Tes Vav, and Tes Zayin, Yivkat Surim Bamidbar, Vayashki Tehomos Rabba, Vayotzi Nozlim Misela, Vayered Kenaharos Mayim. That means Yivaka Tsurim Bamidbar, he split rocks in the desert, Vayashk Kisahomos Rabba, and gave them to drink as from great deeps. Vayotzi Nozlim Misala, he drew flowing water from a rock, Vayored Kinaharos Mayim, and brought down water like rivers. Vayin Baramban Beparshas Bishalach, that this is talking about the taking the water out of the rock. Ayin Sham. So we see two inyanim over here. Number one, you see Batsur, Yivakat Surim Bamidbar. So that's what it says in Parashas Shmos, in Sefer Shmos, in Parashas Bishalach, Vikisa Batsur. And that corresponds to what we see in Tehillim, Alfchi Hatsur Agamayim, that he split the rock and changed its nature. And that's what he said, Vikisa Batsur means to be bokeh, to split it. And therefore, it says, Yivakat Surim Bamidbar Vayashki Sehomos Rabba, and there was a lot to give, a lot of drink to give. And then it says, Vayter Vayotzi Nozlim Misola. Oh, now it changes the Lashon from Tsur to Sela. So, Bahakoshnia, the second time, it says Sela, because, like we said, there's already, in a cellar, there's already water, and the point is here to take the water out of the cell. The tzur is something dry with nothing in it, and then you have to transform that into a water-containing and producing rock. And now, in Parashas Chukas, it already has water, and now you just have to take out the water. And on that it says, Vayotzi nozlim misola, vayeret kinaharos mai, vayer va... Yored, sorry, I read that wrong before, Kanaharos Mayim, he drew flowing water from Iraq and brought down water like rivers. That the Icarinian of Naros, what's the Naros? The Naros is that it brings water forward. It takes water from one place down to the next. It streams down the river. And that's what's happening over here. There was already a rack with water, and now you just have to make it stream out. So that's the Nozlim Misola. That's what is coming out of the cellar, which is Parshas Chukas. And then Vayoret Kitnaharos Maim, there's going to be like an ahar. The first time it's just like it's producing water in the first place, Hafriyat Suraga Maim, Yivakat Surim Bamidbar, and then, I don't know why it says Lashon Rabim, and then it says over here that you Vayotzi Nozlim Misola, right? That it says that you take out the nozel from the cell. In other words, that it already has nozel. It already has water. Now you're just taking it out like naharos. And we also see this in Tehillim chapter 105, 41. There, the verse says, Pasach tzur vayezuvu mayim, holchu batzios nahar. He opened a rack and water flowed. In the desert ran rivers. And on this pasuk, the Ramban also says that it's talking about otzos mayim and hasela. Pasach tzur vayezuvu mayim. Because the tzur, the ikar, is the pasach, the change that now it opened up. Kiviyachol, beforehand it was just closed, that there was no water at all in there, and now it opens up to contain water, that now water can flow from it. And then holchu batzios nar, like the pasuk says weiter, that the and in the deserts it ran like rivers. So that's as far as that's the second type, that's the second nes, that's over here in Parashas Chukas, where the water is flowing out. It already has water, and now it's flowing out. So we see these two aspects of the tzur and the sela, and the bishalach of the creating water in the first place to come out, and the chukas where it already has water, now you're taking it out. The point in bishalach is to show the miracle. The point here is that to learn this kal v'chomer, that you should listen to Hashem from the rack. In Yalkut Shimoni, it says, on the pasuk v'dibartem el haselah v'kisim lo ne'amar amar leik shenar katam rabba makeo melamdo kevin shehigdil b'dibur v'miyasro kacham rakadosh baruch hu l'moshe k'sus el zeh kod nikis ha'isu shenem rabbi kisiz v'tzur aval achshav v'dibartem el haselah shana lov perek echad v'moitzi mayim min haselah. So it's a very interesting yalkut over here. It says, doesn't say v'hikisem, doesn't say to hit it, it says to speak to the rack. So God explains as follows. When you have a young child, so the Rebbe, like they used to do in the old-fashioned chadarim back in Europe, in the United States at first, they would hit the kid, and then the kid would learn. That's how they teach the kid. And then when he gets older, you know, you don't see in Yeshiva Gedola that they're hitting the Talmidim, even back in the old days. So what do they do? B'dibur. They, you know, a five-year-old doesn't understand dibur necessarily, but today we don't hit it at all, but it's a different world. But in the olden days, a five-year-old won't understand dibur, so hakah. Whereas when he gets older, then it's b'dibur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, when the seller was a katan, hikisa batzur. But now, v'dibartem el haselah, now you should speak to the seller. Shanei alav perek echa, teach it one perek, v'hu motzi mayim min haselah. And then it's going to take water out of the rock. V'kamuvan, shebipshuto hadavar mechusar biur. What does this mean? When it's young, it's a rock. When it's young, hit it. It doesn't understand. And when it's old, now you speak to it, teach it a Mishnah, and it's going to be motzi mayim, ma korepo. So now we understand. A nar katan doesn't understand commands. A nar katan, you need a maisa, you need to do something active to change his ritzonas, to change his teva. And that's through haka. And that was the seller the first time. He needed a shinui teva. That's why it's comparing a rock to a human being. Because the first time you need a change in nature. You want to change the kid's nature. So you got to do it with hakah. That's the only language that they understand at that age. That age, you try to reason with the child. The child doesn't get it. The child runs in the middle of the street. And what are you going to do? You're going to sit and give a child a long drasha on how he should, you know, not run in the middle of the street. You give him two whacks on the backside and he understands. Never out to ride again on the street in front of cars, that it's going to be bad for him and bad for the cars. So that's the hakah. That's when the selah is young. That's the first time Moshe had to hit the selah, or the tzur. And then the second time, when it already has water, motzi mayim min haselah. Now it's like a nar gadol. Now you don't need to change the nature. Now you just need to command it in order that it should listen to you, that he should listen to you, that the rock should listen to you. So teach it a mishnah, and then it'll follow your commands. So that is stage two of our incredible journey. So that's the second time, right? The second time you're speaking to it, because now it already is older. Now the rock understands, and now, meaning the rock already has water, and now with the tzibui, the rock is going to produce the water. Okay, So that's, like I said, the second leg of our journey. Sweet friends, we have a lot more of us zu reden. We have a lot more to talk about. And I'm very, very excited. This is just an unbelievable mahalach. And it's just it's an einfall. It's Goynish. It's not mine. It's my Rabbi Zecher Tzadik Bevracha. And we should be Zecher Mitzvah to continue and understand this perplexing parsha and see Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. B'li Neder, we shall continue.